In the summer of 2017, Margaret and Philip Patterson found an old box in the attic of their home in Bloomington, Indiana. The box contained a certain manuscript, which upon further inspection was dated back to the summer of 2003 and written by a then Indiana congressman and current Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. What you are about to hear is a fully recorded adaptation of said manuscript. Please note that what follows is not only an assault on the entire young adult genre of dystopian fiction, but a disgrace to the very concept of words. None of the themes expressed in the book are shared by the publisher, which include, but are not limited to, twink villages, BDSM leather police, gay bars at the core of the earth, evil lisp, and Reuben Studdard. You have been warned, and please, don't sue us.
The year is 2062 and everyone is gay. The oppressive gay agenda rules over what's left of North America, the rest of the world submerged in water. Not due to global warming, but because of other stuff. The remaining population turned homosexual through genetic modification of food, chemtrails, and realistic depictions of same-sex couples on premium cable. A rebel band of heteros is growing in the East, and our young hero is about to learn the powerful straightness that grows inside him. Welcome to the world of Gay Future.
Welcome to the future, bitches.
Chapter 1, Gay Academy. Mikey stood on the porch of St. Ray Jepson's home for wayward children. The orphanage had been his only home for the past 15 years, but now, along with his fellow orphan Deb, Mikey was forced to say goodbye to the old leaky place. Like all children gifted enough to earn acceptance into the prestigious Gay Academy, Mikey was now off to the bustling metropolis to learn to become a functioning homo of his queer society.
Hey, Deb. How's it going?
Hey. Mikey, right?
Mikey is right. Freaking right. I know you're heading off to lesbian school and I'm going to Gay Academy, but I was thinking, I don't know, maybe you could sign my orphanage yearbook?
Or maybe you could turn around, walk over there, and never talk to me again? Thanks.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm kidding. Oh my god, I'm totally kidding. Of course I'll sign it.
Like, I didn't know you were so funny, though. That's
wow,
crazy.
It's all blank.
Yeah, no, I just haven't asked any of the other kids yet. Totally not, because they all hate me.
Hey, Mikey, where are your parents?
Dead, Jason. Like all of our parents. That's how orphans work.
Wait a second. Were you the kid they always threw trash on? I didn't recognize you without all the...
The trash on my face, yeah. No one does.
This place sucked. I totally feel you, though. The other girls thought I was such a freak.
But no way. Like, you're so cool, you know? And like... mysterious.
Oh my god, stop it.
Yes, like remember that night you were taking that strange phone call behind the orphanage and I was all like, hey Deb, mind helping me out of this dumpster I was shoved into? And you pulled me out and you pushed me against a wall and said if I told anyone you were here, you would slit my wrist and stage it as a suicide.
Oh yeah, I was just kidding again.
Yes. No, I was like shitting my pants, but also like, this is very funny.
Uh-oh. Orphanage comedian over here.
Oh. I was scared for my life.
Mikey, you're sweet. So I'm going to give you some advice. Gay Academy, it's pretty ruthless. Just keep your head down, study up. Maybe you'll come out of it in one piece. And hey, maybe you'll even find a husband along the way.
Oh, yeah. I love husbands. They're great.
And I know you're not as experienced as the other kids.
Jason told you that.
But if anyone asks you how to, like, suck a dick, just pretend like you know what you're talking about. Instant cred.
Totally. Yeah. And, like, how would someone do that if they didn't know previously how to suck a dick? Just, like, a hypothetical.
Oh, there's my bus.
Oh.
Off to lesbian school for me.
Oh.
Here, I signed it.
Oh, it just says, everything you know is a lie. Is that like hags?
Bye, Mikey.
Oh, bye, Deb. Forever.
Gay Academy, A place to learn, a place to grow, a place to be gay. Hello there, I am President Clay of the United Gay Agenda. When I built this school with my bare hands 11 presidential terms ago, I have never thought it would become the wellspring of queer identity and vision it is today. Just hear from some of our top students.
At Gay Academy, we're offered a wealth of classes, including history of sequins and advanced riffing. Whoa!
At Gay Academy, I earned a degree in breeding teacup Pomeranians. That means I don't have to spend the rest of my life in the work camps, like my brothers.
At Gay Academy, you'll experience a beautifully historic campus built on the war-torn wasteland of the ancient queer rebellion.
Ma, look at all my sweet, sweet boys. Now, here's a word from our esteemed principal, Dr. Augustus Slut.
Welcome, freshmen. You have each been selected as the most gifted young mind. Here you will learn how to create a brighter, gayer future for us all. After all, gay is just another word for happy.
In the pristine marble hallway, Mikey gazed in wonder at the dazzling hologram welcoming the new students into Gay Academy.
Ow, guys, can you not?
Get in the locker, you stupid twink!
Hey, excuse me, that's my locker that you're stuffing that quote-unquote twink into?
Oh, wow! A twink! I didn't realize this was a locker and that this was a twink! I must be freaking blind as a freaking bat!
Wait, you're blind too? Same.
You're picking on a blind kid? But that's not cool.
You should know, you're not cool. Wonder non-blind, he's a twink, making him primary target for the mask.
That's right.
Right, boys?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. This twink's everything we hate. He's small, he's effeminate, he's dexterous, he's hot.
Hot?
I mean small.
You already said small.
No, I didn't. Who even are you, man? Just some virgin who's never sucked a dick.
Hey, I suck like so many dicks.
Oh, yeah? Then what's it like?
It's like hard. So hard. It's like the densest diamond.
What?
And then it melts in your mouth into soup.
It's very clear to me that you have never sucked a dick.
Then it explodes and all your teeth fall out. And then a larger, older version of you walks in, pats you on the head and says, "You're sucking a dick. Yes, you are." Kisses you on the forehead and then does all your chores. So yeah, I've sucked several.
You're a freak. And you're now an enemy of Chad and the masks. I'm Chad. These are my masks.
Yes.
Let's go, boys.
Hey, you okay? I'm Mikey, by the way.
Tristan, wow. Where'd you learn how to suck dick like that?
Oh, I died for 3 seconds as a baby in the fire that killed my parents, and that's what I saw.
Cool.
For orientation, students crowded into the grand ballroom as Mikey's new friend introduced him to the rigid cliques and social castes of the school.
So over there are the jocks, and twinks are over there, otters on your right, and bears on your left. There's also wolves, pups, starfish, ringtail lemurs.
I thought you couldn't see anything.
Oh, honey, I can't. Can't smell either, or taste, or feel anything. I'm a one sensor. But man, can I hear.
A one sensor?
Yeah, my 4 identical siblings were each born with one sense. Like, Bert could only sniff things, and Missy had eyes like a hawk. She could dance, too. We spent our times with linked arms so we could act as one functioning person. Those were the days.
What happened to them?
They fell down a hill.
Quiet! Quiet down, everyone!
Suddenly, as if he materialized, a large man stood at the stage podium. He was a dour-looking fellow with swollen muscles and a permanently red face.
Look! It's Principal Slut! He's wearing the mesh tank top, just like in the hologram.
Wow, did not know principals could wear mesh.
Top or bottom? These are the two houses of Gay Academy. Your house will decide your friends, your classes, your job, even how you have sex. Each year will culminate in the House Cup. Tops are reigning champs since the first year we opened our doors. Oh, quiet, I... quiet. We will now commence the sorting ceremony.
An ancient man emerged on stage in a hover wheelchair, his skin transparent, melting off his body like years of plastic surgery rotting in slow motion.
That's Grand Sorter John Travolta. They say he's the only one that can sense true top and bottom energy.
Starting with the first row, please step forward.
Tristan was up first, and took the chair at the center of the stage as Grand Sorter John Travolta waved his hand toward him.
Bottom.
Could have told you that.
Bottom. Tristan, what if I'm sorted into top and then we can't hang out together?
Just think like a bottom. Maybe that'll help.
Soon it was Mikey's turn, and like those before him, he took the seat.
Okay, yeah, I'm a bottom. I'm a bottom, and I like big honkin' dongs right up my keister. What am I saying?
The Grand Sorter placed his hand out to Mikey and opened his mouth. But neither the words top nor bottom left it.
No, this cannot be.
Get away from him. What did you do?
Nothing. I was just thinking about my keister. Why do I keep saying keister?
Suddenly, the Grand Sorter's eyes went white. He levitated from the wheelchair, wind swirling around his saggy body, and spoke as if he was possessed by an ancient spirit.
The prophecy is set in motion. The lost son has been found. The son who does not penetrate any man. The son to lead the rebellion and end the gay agenda once and for all. Save yourselves!
Where my bottoms at, right?
But Mikey saw it in Principal Slut's eyes. He was neither top nor bottom, but instead something much darker and much more powerful. After the momentous sorting ceremony, Mikey found himself the most talked about student in the entire school cafeteria.
Hey, Mikey.
Hi. Wait, have we met?
I just wanted to say that was super cool what you did back there. Killing John Travolta. Oh. So cool. If you want to sit over with us gay elites, you're formally invited. I brought Olive Tabanon.
Thank you so much, but actually, I think I'm going to eat with my boy Tristan here, but hey, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. More otapi for my tum.
Where am I? Tristan. Did you see that?
No.
This must be what it feels like to have more than zero friends.
Down the line, one of the lunch ladies was staring directly at Mikey. But as he approached, Mikey realized that it wasn't the lunch lady at all.
Deb? What are you doing dressed as a greasy old bitch?
I don't have much time. You're in grave danger. I need you to meet me later. Do you want a side of brown slop?
Yeah, of course. But wait, what? Like you want to hang out with me? Can you still wear the hairnet?
Sure, whatever. Look, 8th period, abandoned football field, your life depends on it.
Wait, what?
hey, Polly, your kid get into that charter school yet?
No, what the good trade school?
Deb, I don't understand. Why are you dressed as a lunch lady and why are you fully integrated into their workplace culture?
All will be explained in time.
And that's my smoke break. I just can't quit. Later, toots.
Deb! There she goes. Gone again.
Oh, don't worry, Mikey. Lunch ladies always come back. Lunch is every day. That's the beauty of it. Plus, there are no hills here. I think.
At 8th period, Mikey snuck out of his algebra with glitter class to rendezvous with Deb. But as Mikey made his way down the hallway, he ran into a familiar enemy.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Soup Dick McGillicuddy. Where's your little blind friend? Still shaking with fear from when I almost fucked him this morning.
You wanted to fuck him?
Up! As in fuck him up!
No, you said...
Where are you even going? You gonna go finally sell your virginity on the internet? Or are you too stupid to even know what that is?
I was actually off to go blow a guy right now.
Oh yeah? Where? The masks know all the dick-sucking spots on campus, don't we, boys?
Sure,
yeah, slides all the favorites.
The abandoned football field. You know it?
The old stadium behind school. Thing hasn't been used in decades.
I guess you don't know every dick-sucking spot, then. So if you'll excuse me, I'm about to get a big, hot, heaping bowl of soup. And I ain't talking Chunky Campbell's.
Not so fast. What are you boys doing out of class?
Principal Slut! We were just coming to find you. Yeah, we found these zip-off cargo pants in Mikey's locker.
Those aren't mine! They planted them there!
Silence. You know the rules about straight paraphernalia on campus. Mikey, we need to have a word.
Principal Slut's fingers wrapped on his restoration hardware desk, gazing into Mikey's panicked pupils. Only 10 more minutes left in 8th period, and Deb was not one to wait around.
Cutting class, making enemies, and now pants with more than 4 pockets. You've made quite a name for yourself on your first day, Morky.
Look, if this is about killing the Grand Sorter, I...
You did us all a favor. Travolta looked like a tar pit by the end. Listen, I understand days can be tough for new students like yourself. No friends, no boyfriends, parents that perished in a mysterious fire. I'm sure you'll still hear your father's screams today, their carcasses fusing around your infant body, shielding you from the flames. Which is why I'm letting you off with a warning.
Wait, really? I guess I'll just be going then.
However, in all my time at Gay Academy, I've never seen a student sorted into neither top nor bottom. Tell me, Mikey, have you heard of Camp Little Sailors?
Camp Little Sailors? Wait, isn't that like a straight conversion camp?
We like to think of it as a redirection camp. A blissful week of forced male touching, nightly porn marathons, and shock therapy usually does wonder for our deviance. I spent some time there as a child myself. Look at me now.
Draped in mesh?
Yep. The bus for Camp Little Sailors leaves in 10 minutes. After a week, you may return to continue your studies. I'll walk you there myself.
Ow! Stop! Why are your fingers so strong?
Oh, Morky. I'm excited to see the shiny, glittery, jazzy new you.
As the bus barreled down the road on its way to Camp Little Sailors, Mikey again found himself alone. Or so he thought.
Tristan? Why are you on this bus?
Bus? I thought this was bio.
This is so not bio. Listen, okay, you need to start a distraction while I take over the driver's seat.
Oh my god, my siblings and I used to love distractions. That was until the hill. Watch this. Help, Mr. Bus Driver. This kid here is trying to hijack the bus.
Dude!
Hey! Don't make me come back there!
Now this is the part where you use your enhanced sight to burn a hole in that floor with your eyes.
What? I can't do that!
Well, you better think of something quick, because he's stopping the bus.
Okay. When I say pull, you pull on this lever, okay?
Hey, you little shits! What are you guys yapping about?
We were talking about how you lacked the motivation as an artist, and that's why your life ended up this way.
Hey! I have a BFA that proves that I got talent.
Pull!
In a swift motion, Tristan pulled open the emergency exit door as Mikey jolted for the steering wheel. He slammed on the gas, causing the driver to tumble out the back.
Wow. He's probably gonna lose his job after this.
Hey, Tristan, we make a surprisingly good team, don't we?
You're no Bert. Or Missy, or even Chauncey. But sure, so where are we going?
To meet the one person who knows what the fuck is going on.
Just as Chad said, the abandoned football field was located in an overgrown area behind the school.
Wow, this place is overgrown.
Is this not bio either? I'm really late for bio.
Well, 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 look who it is.
Are you serious?
Oh no, where's my wallet? Oh yeah, it's in the rightmost Velcro butt pocket. Cargo free!
Chad, what are you doing here?
Me and the boys couldn't resist scoping out a new BJ spot. Yes, right. Don't let us interrupt you two. We'll just be right over here.
Yeah, right over here.
Guys, I'm really worried about my chest.
You should go see a doctor.
We can't do it when anyone's watching, because, you know, Tristan gets really shy.
Bullshit! I knew you didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Something's not right with you, Mikey. I'm beginning to think you're strange.
Yes.
Now get on your knees and suck on Tristan's dick, or else I'm gonna have to suck it for you.
Wait,
that's the alternative?
Yeah.
Chad, do you just want to suck Tristan's dick?
Everyone shut up! I've had enough of your talk, Mikey. Now get ready, and get ready to suck on Tristan's dick, or else we're gonna scramble your face so hard you'll forever be the friendless loser of Gay Academy.
That's right.
Where the fuck is-
A wave of recognition washed over Mikey as a silhouetted figure pounded Chad and the masks unconscious into the ground before him.
Deb?
We don't have much time. I need to get you out of the city.
No, I'm tired of you always running off. I want answers this time,
okay? My name's not Deb. It's Agent Deb. I'm a sleeper spy for the Straight Resistance. I've been watching you, Mikey. All those years at the orphanage, I knew there was something special about you. When I heard you killed the Grand Sorter, I realized why. Mikey, You're the lost son. The straightest boy in the world. The one to lead the rebellion and defeat the gay agenda once and for all. The prophecy is true.
Deb, I was just about to suck a dick. Any second an older version of me is gonna walk in.
Drop it, Mikey. We both know you're attracted to women.
We do?
We have you surrounded.
No.
Step back from the boy.
Principal Slut, can you tell my bio teacher I'm running late?
They found us. Mikey, I need you to look deep in yourself. Harness your straightness.
Don't listen to a word she says. Come with me, and I'll give you the life you always wanted. A picket fence, a loving husband in a linen shirt, a quiet life with a membership to an off-Broadway theater.
Deb, I'm not straight. I'm sorry, I can't be.
Grab the girl!
Hey! You said you wouldn't hurt her!
I literally never said that. It's okay, Mikey. Soon this will all be over, and it will all feel like some strange, bicurious dream.
Let her go! I said stop! I said...
Dude, stop!
Whoa. You guys okay?
Mikey, did you just crash that helicopter with your mouth?
The straight voice. I've only heard of it in lore. Mikey, how fast can that bus go?
I don't know. Maybe 6? What? What's happening to me?
What if I told you there was a whole city of men who like women? And women who like men? A whole city of people like you.
People like us?
Grab your weird little friend, hop in the bus, and I'll take you. After all, you're gonna have to come out someday. So ask yourself, is today the day?
At the center of Gay Metropolis rose the towering spires of Gay Palace. In the tallest spire, in the tallest window, sat the grand throne room of President Clay.
Mr. President, we found these two at the crime scene.
Forgive me, President.
My. Principal Slut. I haven't seen those baby blues at any of my recent dinner parties. And who's this little tiny glass of water?
My name is Chad, Mr. President. I saw everything.
The boy. He's more powerful than I imagined. He's the lost son.
Oh, dear. My mint julep.
I tried to send him to Camp Little Sailors, but he got away. Left with a straight resistant spy.
So you're telling me you had the boy, the lost son, and you sent him away instead of bringing him to me?
I didn't know he had the voice.
You've read the prophecy, Slut. You know the one who kills the Grand Sorter is the one to kill little old me. This isn't lore anymore, it's reality! I'm sorry, my dear, but looks like you're not gonna get tenure this year. Guards, empty his throat.
No, please.
Now, this other little cutie patoot, please join me for a little key lime pie. Excuse the males.
Please, sir, I will do anything you ask me. Anything. Just don't kill me.
Twirling my little goatee. Thinking. Well, if this boy truly has the voice, it's gonna take more than an army to capture him. How about we make a deal? You help me find him, and you can join me on my little throne up here. Sit on my lap and drink hot milk. After all, I've been single for so darn long.
Really? I would be honored, Mr. President.
Please, boy, no need for such formalities. Call me by my name, my full name, Clay Aiken.
Is that funny? Are you laughing because it's a joke? I can't be sure.
Future.
witches.
Hey, this is Connor.
Hey, it's Christina.
Hey, this is Ben.
We're the creators of Gay Future, the thing you just listened to.
Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, Truly, thank you.
It means so much. We really didn't think anybody would listen to it, and you just listening to it, that one person, proved us wrong.
Yeah. We made this in a bedroom, and the fact that it's playing in your ears right now is
science.
A small miracle.
It's science.
It's true science.
So, guys, please leave a review, maybe 5 stars, subscribe, and follow us on the social media.
We are at Gay Future Pod on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else you can stalk somebody.
We release a new episode every other Thursday, so stay tuned for that bi-weekly release.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
We love you so much.
We love you guys.
I'm obsessed with you.
Outside.
Connor was just talking about how...
I was just talking about you.
Like, oh my God, he was.
I was just saying, you are so cute.
Wow. Connor...
They're gonna ask you.
They're gonna ask you out on the listeners.
God.
Oh my God.
I'm bad.
No, Connor, don't say that.
I think
they like you.
What? Bye guys, see you next week.
Original music and sound by Lapidus Audio. Visit LAPIDUSAudio.com for more.